funded in part by a grant, will be funded by a grant from the Illinois Clean Energy Foundation. And we'll borrow a bit of money to build it as well, but we'll recover those funds fairly quickly because of the savings that we will accrue. Faculty, especially in the College of Engineering, are very deeply involved in fundamental science around solar collection, capturing energy from sunlight. They have international reputation in the area of smart grid. How do you can design systems that will use energy most efficiently through a variety of control systems? Campus made a commitment 3 years ago to reduce our energy consumption campus-wide by 10%. We've achieved that in 2 years. We intended to do that in 3 years. Our goal by 2012 is to reduce energy consumption by 17%, and we believe we'll be able to do that without great challenge. We're very proud of the Climate Action Plan, and I believe the board was provided a copy of this a while back when we produced it. 2 years ago, the Chancellor Herman signed the commitment to climate action, and that's a national commitment. We've also signed with Governor Quinn the state commitment to address climate issues. The Climate Action Plan was required if we were to be signatories to the commitment around climate action, and it documents, details our goals and the steps that we will take to achieve them. I'm especially proud of this because so many of these goals could be set as targets in 2025, 2050, long after most of us are doing something else, and then never achieved. I feel very confident that what we have put on this in this document as goals are achievable. And let me just speak to a couple of them. We propose a policy enabling no net increase in campus building space by 2012. That would be a policy. As we look at our buildings, and I caused this to happen about a year ago, I asked our facilities and services to look at each of our buildings and bring forward a list of those that we might want to consider decommissioning, simply because it would never be possible to make them energy efficient. By saying no net increase in campus building space doesn't mean we wouldn't replace existing buildings, but as we have the opportunity to do that, replace them with efficient buildings. We've also made a controversial decision around coal. Coal contributes massively to carbon emissions, and we made a commitment to stop using coal by 2017. That is to stop using it in its current methodologies for using it. If there are new technologies that reduce carbon emissions from coal, certainly we would be very much interested in that. Obviously, it's a major area of research on our campus. We want to reduce our transportation emissions. As you go around our campus today, you see more and more of our campus service vehicles that are electrically powered and not powered by fossil fuels. We have a goal to reduce agricultural emissions from our south farms. As we do those research activities, that we reduce emissions there. We've also made a commitment to achieve 5% of our electricity from renewable sources by 2015. And I actually believe with the addition of the windmill, wind generation, and also possibly conversion of through biogas of waste from our campus into energy, that we should be able to achieve that. What have we done to make sure we do? Several months ago, we asked the Director of Facilities and Services to put together a grid that simply states 50-some goals that we have in this document. Who's responsible for achieving them, and what's our date for getting those done? So we have individuals who have delegated responsibility for moving us forward in these areas, and we have expectations of when they will be accomplished. And I think with that, Mr. Chairman, I will stop, unless there are questions.
First of all, creating a building that's LEED certified is a terrific goal, one which everyone applauds. Most of those who applaud it never understand how complicated it is.
Exactly.
And I've been through that process myself, so I appreciate what you've achieved, and it is extraordinary, particularly in a non-traditional building use involves classrooms. It's enormously complicated, so good for you. I have sort of a curveball question, which I hate to throw at you, but you're uniquely qualified, I think, to answer it. And that is, as to the question of coal, it is, you know, generally regarded as a terribly dirty form of energy that is awful for the environment. There are terrific advances being made, particularly around American engineering and Chinese development of mm-hmm. coal plants. You've spent a lot of time traveling to China. You're running the great research mm-hmm. campus of the flagship university of a state that has mm-hmm. tremendous coal resources. What is the role of the University of Illinois in terms of developing clean conversion techniques for coal?
I think it links very much back to the conversation we just had with the director of IBHE. I think the institution has an obligation to give a priority to developing these kinds of activities. It means a couple of things, though, to do that. We have to have the resources to support the research, and we've been very competitive with Department of Energy and other national sources of funding. The incentives to hire faculty who can contribute come when there are resources available to support the activities that they do. So I think intellectually and in a sense, we very much agree that this is part of a land-grants institution's mission to contribute to solving societal problems. In this case, how do we use the abundant coal supplies we have cleanly and efficiently? I think the challenge then is to put in place the support infrastructure that allows you to have faculty who to recruit the kind of faculty who can achieve these goals and make the contribution. Quite frankly, I think we're doing a reasonably good job. I'd be happy at some point to ask the Vice Chancellor of Research to come in and chat a bit about some of the things that we have going relative to coal technology.
And is there a center of excellence or an institute within
there is
the university?
within the what used to be the state surveys. There is a coal laboratory that focuses on that.
I'd be interested in that. We can discuss about agenda preparation in the future, and I think there are a number of people who would be interested in it.
I just might add as a comment, I was at a meeting a couple of 3 weeks ago where individuals from the Energy Institute, Policy Institute at Rice University spoke, and the reality is that we're going to be linked, for better or worse, with the hydrocarbon technologies, including coal, for a long time into the future. The challenge is how do we do it in the best possible way.
Harry, yeah.
May I ask a question? Just one question. There was a phrase you used, Chancellor. If I caught the reference right, you said within the plan and everything that you're relating to us sounds mm-hmm. so positive and so good. But you did make a reference to a 17% reduction in costs by 2012.
Energy use. We try to separate the vagaries of the marketplace from the real usage.
And then you said, without great challenge, and that caught my ear.
I made that deliberately. It wasn't just an accidental comment. I've been, in some sense, disappointed by how easy it is to achieve some of these things because of giving attention to matters that we need to give attention to. Heating systems that for the controls just aren't working, and we need to make an investment to get them back to what they were designed to do. Some of the things involve changing from the traditional lighting to LED and those kinds. By the way, I would love for us to be known as the first LED university. After all, the person who invented that technology is a member of our faculty.
Mm-hmm. Well, I for one, when I hear something like without great challenge, would love us to have a greater challenge.
and I think the efforts we're making through the fees that our students pay for building maintenance, through the sustainability fee, through other resources that we can capture, to address building envelope issues and just simple issues of controls, but also to move towards technologies that are more efficient or mm-hmm. things that are doable. It's just a matter of getting them done, making the plan and getting them done. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, if I might ask a question. Yeah. I'm very concerned about the division of Northern and Southern Illinois, and I think that division has come to light much greater if you look at the election results of the last couple of weeks. It shows we have a huge division mm-hmm. Between North and South, and one of the reasons that I think it's increased is the